So turn with me to Matthew chapter 24.
我们来看马太福音24章。
Matthew chapter 24, and let's begin reading in verse 3.
第三节开始。
Now, a wonderful teacher that I respect is a man named Derek Prince.
我非常尊敬的一个老师叫做叶光明。
And he called this chapter the backbone of biblical prophecy.
他说这一章呢，马太福音24章是圣经里面预言的中心。
He believed that all end-time prophecy needed to start and to be connected here with the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 24.
所有在圣经里面提到末世的预言都必须要从这里开始，并且要与马太福音24章相连接，因为这是耶稣亲口所说的。
And I tend to agree with him because Jesus is clearly giving us his version of the signs of the end time.
因为我很同意他，因为这是耶稣亲口所说末世的象征。
And we need to all accept the teaching of Jesus as having authority.
我们要接受耶稣的教导，成为最终的权威。
Okay, verse 3.
第三节。
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Now that is a very clear question.
这个问题非常清楚吧。
And it's interesting the context in which the question is given.
这个上为什么有这个问题跑出来呢？
Jesus is with his 12 disciples privately.
这是耶稣跟他的门徒是私下聚会。
On a place that was one of their favorite places to gather. It was a hidden place on the Mount of Olives.
就是在橄榄山上，这是他们最喜欢躲在一起聚会的地方。
Looking out over the Kidron Valley to the eastern side of the old city of Jerusalem.
在那里可以看到基逊河，还可以看到旧城的东边。
It's where the Garden of Gethsemane is.
在那里就是科西玛尼园所在。
The Mount of Olives looks across at the great temple that was sitting on the Temple Mount.
从橄榄山上可以看到圣殿山跟上面的圣殿。
The Jews had always believed because of the prophets that the messianic expectation was from the east.
犹太人因为先知所讲论的，他们相信将来的弥赛亚一定从东方回来。
They knew from the prophet Micah that the Messiah would come down and set his foot on the Mount of Olives.
弥迦先知已经告诉他们了，弥赛亚会从东方回来，他的脚会踏在橄榄山上。
So it was there that Jesus' personal students came to him and asked him this clear question about the end times.
所以就在这个橄榄山上，耶稣他自己的学生问他末世的事情。
And Jesus answered their question in very clear terms.
耶稣非常的清楚地回答他们。
Look in verse 4.
第四节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you."
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Jesus said that the end times would be characterized by deception.
所以末世的一个征兆就是迷惑、欺骗。
That the struggle of the end times would be between the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception.
在末世里面最重要的一个征战就是真理的灵与欺骗的灵。
Deception often comes in the form of false religion.
欺骗的灵通常是以一种假宗教的形象展现出来。
And I believe this is what we're going to face and we're already facing in these times.
在这个时候我们看到我们面对的已经是这样的环境。
Verse 5, for many will come in my name saying, "I am the Christ," and will deceive many.
因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
How many of you understand that we're living in the end times?
有多少人知道我们真的是活在末期啊？
Jesus said that the gospel will be preached in all the world before his return.
耶稣说在他回来之前福音要传遍世界。
The gospel is being preached in areas where it has never been preached before.
今天在世界上的福音已经到达以前从来没有到达过的地方。
Great revival is springing up in areas where they have never had revival in the history of the world.
在世界历史上从来没有产生复兴的地方现在也产生了复兴。
And we believe that they were coming closer day by day to his return.
我们相信呢，耶稣快来的日子了，已经快要到了。
Do we live in a time characterized by wars and rumors of wars?
我们在这个时代里面，是不是到处都有战争跟战争的风声呢？
You in Taiwan have been living your whole lives with rumors of wars.
我们活在台湾里，都常常听到要打仗了。
So have we in Israel.
我们在以色列也是这样。
There were more wars and more destruction from wars in the 20th century than in all the centuries of the world put together.
在二十世纪所有的战争加起来的数目，还有有关战争的风声加起来数目，超过所有人类过去历史的总和。
And now we're off to another good start in the 21st century.
现在二十一世纪一开始呢，我们又有一个好开始。
We've got a war in Afghanistan and another one in Iraq.
在伊拉克和阿富汗又打仗。
Other smaller wars taking place in different parts of the world.
还有在世界其他地方一些的小战争。
The war in Iraq was preceded by a six-month rumor of a war.
在伊拉克战争还没有真正开打之前，就已经有六个月的打战风声。
Will President Bush decide to attack?
布希总统到底会不会去打仗？
Will the UN support him?
联合国会不会支持他？
What about France? What about Germany? What about Spain? What about England?
法国、德国、西班牙、英国会不会去帮助他们？
Do they have the evidence of weapons of mass destruction?
他们到底有没有找到在那个地方有大量毁灭的化学武器？
Back and forth it went for 6 months.
就这样来来回回讨论了六个月。
That was a long rumor of a war.
对于将要发生的战争来讲，这是一个很长的风声。
And as you know, it resulted in a war.
最后怎么样呢？
Now they're beginning to move politically against the leading group in Syria.
现在呢，他们又开始用一个政治的方法要反对在叙利亚的统治者。
Pressure is being brought on Iran because of their nuclear program.
因为伊朗有在造这个核子弹，所以现在他们的政府也有压力。
Whatever happens in North Korea, nobody knows what's going to happen there.
在北韩的这个情况，目前没有人知道将会怎么样的转变。
Jesus said, "See that you are not troubled."
耶稣说千万不要因此而担忧。
All these things must come to pass.
因为这些事都是会发生的。
But the end is not yet.
可是这还不算末期呢。
Look in verse 7.
第七节。
For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震。英文版还加上了瘟疫，这都是灾难的起头。
Are there famines today in this world of great trade and abundance?
今天我们的世界上有这么多的贸易、商业，可是还有饥荒，不是吗？
Yes, there are. There are people starving in North Korea, in parts of Sudan, and other parts of the world.
在苏丹、在北韩，有很多人都是因为饥荒而死。
Today, thousands and thousands of children will go to sleep tonight without enough food.
今天就会有很多的孩子，他们在睡觉之前就没有足够的食物可以吃。
Pestilences, even in our age of genetic engineering and great medical advances, do we have horrible diseases?
就算我们在基因工程或是医学方面的进步，我们现在是不是仍然有很多可怕的瘟疫？
There are some African countries where half of the adult population has AIDS.
在非洲某些国家，他们一半的成人都得到了艾滋病。
There are millions of AIDS orphans all over the continent of Africa.
在非洲大陆，这整块大陆有上百万的婴孩得了艾滋病。
What about SARS? What about bird flu?
SARS 或是禽流感呢？
Our world is threatened today by pestilence on a scale that maybe it never was before.
我们今天世界被瘟疫所威胁的这种状况是胜于以往。
Earthquakes. Jesus said there's going to be earthquakes in various places.
耶稣说到处会有地震。
Just in the last couple years.
过去几年而已。
I'm just thinking, in Iran, in Pakistan, in Japan, not to mention the tsunami.
伊朗、巴基斯坦、日本，还有印尼的大海啸，别忘了。
These are the signs of his return.
这都是耶稣要回来的征兆。
We need to recognize we're in the ending period of the history of our world.
我们要认出我们所在的时代就是这个世界历史的末端了。
Jesus said in verse 8,
第八节,
All these are the beginnings of birth pangs.
这都是灾难的起头或是生产之难的起头。
Now those of you who are mothers, you understand what birth pangs are.
做母亲的人知道什么叫做产痛。
I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
我不知道。
But I have seen it.
可是我看过。
And this much I know.
我所知道的这个部分呢，
When a woman gets ready to give birth,
就是一个女人她要生产的时候，
she starts to have contractions.
其实她的肚子开始要收缩，
And these are painful.
很痛的，
right?
对不对？做母亲的。
But they start out very mild.
可是开始这个疼痛是很轻微的。
With long periods of time in between.
然后下一次疼痛的时间距离很长。
Sometimes you can have a mild contraction and then hours, even a day later, you'll have another mild contraction.
也许一开始有一个很轻微的收缩，经过一天或几小时之后有另外一个轻微收缩。
But as you get closer to the actual birth,
可是你越接近生产的那个时刻
The contractions increase in intensity and increase in frequency.
那么这个收缩的这个动作呢不但强度增加而且频率也增加
So by the time the baby is ready to be born, you can have a major contraction just seconds after another one.
当婴孩快要生出来的时候呢那个收缩极为大他们中间的间隔只有几秒
How do women get through this kind of pain?
那么女人们怎么能够忍受这样的痛苦呢
I don't know
我也搞不清楚
No, I think I have an idea
我想总有个原因
Because I went through these natural birth classes, you know
因为我跟我的太太都去参加这种自然生产的课程
They teach the women not to focus on the pain
他们就教导女人说不要把你的焦点放在痛苦上
They say, don't focus on the pain, don't yield to fear Oh no, another one is coming
不要一直想到这个痛苦然后变得很恐惧
You look beyond the pain you focus on the joy of this child that is being born
你的焦点要放在那个将要生出来的婴孩身上
Because that's the purpose of the pain
因为这个痛苦的目的在那里
A new life is coming into the world
借此又有一个新生命来到世上
And it's for the joy of bringing to birth that new life that women endure these contractions, birth pains
因为要迎接这个新生命所带来的喜乐他才能够忍受
So it is in the end times according to the words of Jesus.
根据耶稣的话语在末世也是这样。
The world will be subjected to great pressure and tension and crisis.
这个整个世界呢都在一个危机压力跟困难当中。
And then there will be a period of quiet.
然后好像安静了一段时间。
And then another crisis will come along somewhere else.
接下来呢不知道哪里又发生了一个大危机。
A natural disaster like the tsunami and the whole world will be engaged.
好像一个自然的灾害就像这次印尼的大海啸全世界都加入了。
And then there will be quiet.
然后又静了一段时间。
But as we get closer to his return,
可是我们越接近他要回来之前
greater crisis, greater pressure.
就会有更大的危机更大的压力。
And we in the church who have spiritual understanding, we need to see this. Jesus is teaching us.
我们这个属基督的人我们要有属灵的明白耶稣已经教导我们就是会发生这个事
How do we get through these crises these difficulties
我们怎么样来通过这些危机与困难呢
Not by focusing on the difficulty
不是把焦点放在困难上
But by focusing on the birth that is to come
而是把焦点放在将要出来的结果
And in a moment I want to talk to you about what is being born
等一下我要告诉你说会生出来这是什么
It's important that the people of God you have a vision for this
所以我们作为神的百姓我们要对这个事情有意向
But let me say this about disasters and crises
我讲一些有关于灾难跟危机的事
Real disasters come without warning
真正的灾难是没有警告就来的
If they had even 24 hours warning of the tsunami disaster it would have saved the lives of over 100,000 people
假如在这个印尼大海啸来之前就算是24小时之前我们就知道的话至少有10万人会得救
What made the tsunami a disaster was there was no warning
为什么这个大海啸是如此大的灾难呢因为没有警告
So the next crisis it cannot be predicted
所以下一个灾难到底在哪儿我们不知道
Except by the prophetic spirit that God gives to the church
除了教会里面从神接受这个先知预言的启示以外
But we need to be ready for anything. We need to be the kind of people who can live in days of crisis.
所以我们必须要预备能够面对生命当中的一切危难。
I personally believe there's going to be an oil shock in this world.
我个人相信呢在这个世界上将会产生一个油价的高涨。
Somehow or another, maybe due to terrorism, we're going to face skyrocketing prices for fuel.
也许呢是因为恐怖分子的一些作为将来的这个油价呢会大大的上升
and it's going to hammer the economic mechanisms of the entire industrialized world
由于这样的原因呢就会震撼了整个的工业经济的结构
it's not a good time to be carrying a lot of debt
这时候你欠债绝对不是个好主意
you need to be ready that there's going to be shocks
你要预备将会有很大的震撼惊讶。
But we're not to focus on these things.
可是我们的焦点不放在这些事上。
We're to understand what is the purpose that God is allowing these to come upon us.
我们要了解为什么神要让这些事发生。
Take a look with me in Romans chapter 8.
我们来看罗马书第八章。
I believe this is one of the keys to giving us a vision for the future.
我相信这是给我们未来意向的一个关键。
I can't say that I have a complete understanding of this scripture.
我不能够说我对这一段经文已经完全明白。
But I believe it's a powerful direction that God is giving us.
可是我相信这是神给我们一个非常有能力的方向。
Look with me in Romans 8 verse 19.
罗马书第八章至第十九节。
Here's what's revealed to the Apostle Paul by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵告诉保罗的事。
He wrote this.
他说。
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
Paul says that it's not just society, it's not just the world, it's the sun, the moon, the stars, everything that God has created.
这里保罗所说的不仅是社会或者是人类，而是日头、月亮，一切神所创造的。
Paul says the whole creation is waiting to see the children of God.
所有的受造之物都切望等候看到神的众子。
Who are the children of God?
谁是神的孩子们？
You and me.
你我都是。
Why is the creation waiting to see us?
为什么受造之物在等着看我们？
I believe he's talking about the children of God really being like Christ.
这里讲到是神的儿子真的转变成为基督的形象。
Stepping by faith into their full anointing, into their wholeness.
真的活出耶稣给我们的信心，活出一个整全的生命。
Into their powerful identity. We talked a little bit about that last night.
昨天我们讲到一个身份的认同，他真的可以踏进他真实的身份。
The whole creation is waiting to see this identity coming forth from God's church.
所有的受造之物都在等候从神的教会里面有这样一群人，他们会认出他们的身份。
Why is that? Look in the next verse.
为什么呢？第二十节。
For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
This is amazing scripture, just the clear meaning of what he says. Look in verse 21.
这是非常清楚的一节，看二十一节。
Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
二十一节就解释二十节，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
We, the children of God, as we rise up into our true identity,
我们这些属神的孩子，当我们真的活出我们的身份。
And accept the anointing that God has for each one of us.
接受神给我们每一个人的恩膏。
From every tribe of the family.
从我们神家族中的每一个族。
In every call in society.
从每一个神呼召我们在社会的工作里。
This scripture is saying we're going to lead the entire creation.
这里经文告诉我们要带领所有的被造之物。
Into a place of glorious liberty.
进入一个荣耀的释放。
And until we take on that stature, until we wear those garments and take on that identity,
而一直要等到我们真的穿上我们的真实身份。
It says the whole creation is waiting, earnestly waiting for us.
在那里，在这个事情发生之前呢，所有的受造之物还在切望的等候这件事发生。
You might say we're their hope.
你可以说我们就是所有创造物的受造物的一个盼望。
Those people, the unsaved people in our city,
这些在我们城里未得救的人，
They're waiting to be led into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
他们在等候被带领进入一个荣耀的自由。
The people in your companies,
在你公司里的人，
your unsaved family members, they're waiting to see Jesus in you to lead them out.
在你家中没有得救的人，他们正在等候看到你里面的耶稣带领他们进入荣耀的自由。
not just you personally, but the whole church.
不是只有你一个人，而是整个教会。
And not just here in Taiwan, all over the world.
不是只有在台湾，而是在全世界。
Now look at this, verse 22.
22节。
For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs until now.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦直到如今。
So here's what I believe God is saying.
我相信神是这样说。
That he is subjecting the world to these contractions and pressures increasingly in the end times.
神在末时他要把这个世界放在一个逐渐增强的压力跟痛苦危机当中。
And we will go from one crisis to an even harder crisis sometime later.
我们要从一个危机甚至进入下一个更大的危机里。
Wars and rumors of wars.
战争跟战争的风声
Earthquakes, pestilence
瘟疫跟地震
Why?
为什么呢
Because God is bringing something to birth
因为神要生出一些东西
What is he bringing to birth?
他要生出什么
I believe these scriptures in Romans 8 begin to describe that
我相信所生出的就是罗马书第八章所描述的
It's the church, but the church that is the bride of the Messiah.
会生出教会，这个教会呢是耶稣基督的新娘。
Without spot or blemish.
是没有玷污皱纹的。
Ready truly to take its place beside him.
真的已经预备好了要站在耶稣的旁边。
That's what we're a part of.
我们所参与的就是这样一个运动。
That's why God is subjecting our generation to these pressures.
这就是为什么我们这一代要承受神给我们各样的压力。
Part of his process to bring us to this birth.
这就是他带领我们进入这个生产的一个过程。
I believe this is a word about our times.
我相信这是对我们的时代所说的话。
And that's why Jesus says to us, see to it that you're not troubled by these things.
所以耶稣说不要因为这些的事情心里叹息。
All these things must come to pass, but it's not yet the end.
这些事情是都要发生的，但是还不到末期。
Because this church of the end time must be birthed.
因为教末期的教会一定要生出来。
And you're a part of it.
然后你是其中之一。
It's part of our responsibility because we live towards the end of history.
因为这是我们的责任，因为我们所生出来这个时代就是人类历史的末期。
The people who lived in the days of Jesus who wrote the New Testament for us, they lived at the beginning of this story.
那么活在耶稣那时代写新约给我们的这些人呢他们是活在末时的初期
But we've been chosen to live towards the end of the story
我们是被选择是活在末时的末期
So that's why these scriptures have special meaning for us
所以这些的经文对我们来讲有特殊的意义
Now in order to be this kind of a people
为了要做这样的人
The first thing we've got to be able to do
我们所要做的第一件事
is we must become a people able to accept new things
就是我们要能够接受新事。
If we insist on sticking with the old, we'll miss this new thing.
假如我们的一切的思想、一切的行为都保持在旧有的模式里，我们就错过新事。
Today, God wants to impart to us that ability and that call to be able to change.
神今天要传递给我们的就是那个能力跟呼召，能够进入新事里。
So much of what was shared in this conference has to do with vision for the future.
在这个聚会里面所分享的都有很多有关于对于未来的意向。
But if you can't change, you can't move. What good is the vision?
假如你不能够改变的话，那意向给你有什么用？
Please turn with me to the prophet Jeremiah.
我们来看耶利米书。
And take a look with me in Jeremiah chapter 18.
第十八章。
Here's a beautiful prophetic picture that I believe has special relevance for us today.
在这里所形容的一个有一个先知性的图像，对我们来讲有特殊的意义。
Jeremiah 18, and let's look in verse 1.
耶利米书十八章第一节。
The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying.
耶和华的话临到耶利米说
Arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
你起来下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。
Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel.
我就下到窑匠的家里去，正与他转轮做器皿。
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make.
窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了他又用这泥另做别的器皿窑匠看怎样好就怎样做
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying
主的话临到我说
O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter says the Lord? Look, As the clay is in that potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
耶和华说，以色列家，我待你们岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
As Jeremiah the prophet looked, he saw the potter start over with the clay and begin to make something new.
耶利米所看到的是这个窑匠呢，把这个泥弄坏了，然后重新做个新的。
The clay, the soft clay was spinning on the wheel and the potter was forming it into something with his hands.
这个软泥在这个轮上运转，窑匠就在泥磨塑它。
But it wasn't quite right, and so he took the clay off of the wheel, and you know how potters do, they'll take that clay and they slam it down on their table.
有没有看过人家做陶器呢？就是窑匠把做坏的好像不太对的这个泥土要拿起来，全部把它摔烂，重新再一次开始。
And they take that clay, and it was being formed into something, but now they're mashing it into something that is unrecognizable.
本来看起来好像还有一个形状显出来，现在被打烂了，什么都看不出来。
Have any of you felt that God was mashing you into an unrecognizable lump of clay?
在我们当中有没有人觉得神正在击碎你，把你击碎成一堆烂泥？
Have any of you had that experience where you feel God has gone to work on you and what he's begun in you, now he's changing?
你有没有觉得有的时候神在你身上的一个工作好像他已经开始要做成个什么，然后又改变了？
Because as the potter did that, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to the prophet Jeremiah.
因为当窑匠这样做的时候，圣灵就对耶利米说话。
And the Spirit of the Lord said, O house of Israel, would it be all right if I did that with you?
圣灵说，以色列家，我这样对你像窑匠对泥土可以吗？
I'm your creator. Would it be okay if I began to do something new with you?
我是你的创造者，我可以在你的身上行新事吗？
God wanted to start again with his people.
神要再开始在他的百姓身上工作。
I want to ask you a question. Could he start again with you?
他能够在你的身上行新事吗？
You know, we all cry out, we want renewal.
我们说神啊，给我们更新。
But renewal means exactly that. It means becoming new again.
更新的意思就再成为新的。
Becoming new again means starting again, starting over.
再成为新的就是从头再开始。
Are we ready to start afresh?
你是不是预备从头再开始呢？
If God said, I want to make you into something different, would it be okay for him?
假如神现在说我要把你造成别样的，可不可以从头再从你身上开始？
Would we allow him to do something different in us?
我们可不可以容许神在我们身上做新事呢？
That's what the Spirit of the Lord was saying to the house of Israel.
这就是神的灵对以色列家所说的话。
I believe that's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his church today.
我相信这是神对他的教会今天所说的话语。
You know, even good things that God has given us once,
就算是好事，神给我们一次。
Even those good things can become old.
就算它是好的，也会变成旧的。
And the things that God once gave us that were good will not always remain good.
过去给我们是好的，并不代表永远都是好的。
Because when He gave them to us, they were new.
因为他给我们的时候，那是新的。
But later on, they become old.
可是后来它就变旧了。
And they may even cause us to stumble.
甚至于这个旧的东西会绊倒我们。
Let me give you an example of this.
给你一个例子。
Turn with me to Numbers chapter 21.
我们来看民数记二十一章。
I want to show you an example of how God worked with His people Israel.
那么神在他的百姓身上怎么工作的呢？
Numbers chapter 21 and verse 8.
第八节。
The children of Israel had been wandering in the desert.
以色列的百姓在旷野里行走。
And there had been sin in their camp.
在营里有犯罪的事。
And so a plague came upon them.
这里就行了瘟疫了。
It was a plague of serpents.
这个瘟疫是一条蛇带来的。
The serpents came into the camp and they began to bite the people of Israel.
因为这个蛇跑到营里就到处咬人。
And they were poisonous serpents.
这是毒蛇。
And some people got very sick and other people died.
有些人病得很严重，有些人死了。
And Moses and the leaders, they cried out to God for deliverance.
摩西跟领袖说，求神来拯救我们。
And God answered them.
神就回应他们了。
And he gave them a way to be delivered from the plague.
给他们一个方式可以从瘟疫的攻击里逃脱。
Look in Romans, I'm sorry, Numbers 21:8.
民数记二十一章第八节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上，凡被咬的一望这蛇就必得活。
So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的，一望这蛇，铜蛇就活了。
Under the instruction of the Holy Spirit, God's leader, God's prophet Moses made a powerful symbol of healing.
摩西是按着圣灵的指示，造了一个非常有能力的形象。
He made an image of a serpent and he put it on a pole and held it up.
这一条铜蛇挂在杆子上作为一个医治的象征。
Even today, some doctors use that symbol. Maybe you've seen it, the snake and the pole.
就算今天有一些的医治的机构，他们也用这个象征。
And it says in the Bible that everyone who had been bitten by a serpent, when he looked at that symbol that God had commanded, he was healed.
这里说凡被蛇咬的一望这个铜蛇的表象呢就活了。
It was a powerful image from God that brought healing and deliverance.
这是神给他百姓一个医治释放非常有能力的一个形象。
But that serpent didn't always remain a blessing to the people of Israel.
可是这个铜蛇的存在并不是一直都是以色列人的祝福。
Years passed.
很多年过去了。
In fact, 700 years passed.
700年过去了。
And after 700 years, a king arose in Israel, a man named Hezekiah.
那么700年之后，另外一个王兴起，他的名字叫西西家。
By the time of Hezekiah, Israel had fallen into idolatry.
在西西家的时代，以色列人又拜偶像。
Hezekiah was a reformer, and he cut down the temples to the false gods.
西西家是一个改革者，他把这些异教的偶像的庙都拆毁。
Let's look and see what Hezekiah did.
那么西西家做了什么事呢？
2 Kings chapter 18 verse 4.
列王记下18章第四节。
2 Kings chapter 18 verse 4.
列王记下18章第四节。
Says this about Hezekiah.
讲到西西家。
He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan.
他废去丘坛，毁坏柱像，砍下木偶，打碎摩西所造的铜蛇。因到那时候，以色列人仍向铜蛇烧香，西西家叫铜蛇为铜块。
700 years after Moses, that same bronze serpent had become an idol.
在摩西之后700年，同样的这个铜蛇就变成了偶像。
It became a stumbling block for the people of Israel.
对以色列人成为了一个绊脚石。
And God's servant Hezekiah had to destroy it.
所以西西家王必须要把它毁灭掉。
Even good things that God gives us once.
就算是那时候神给我们的好事。
Will not always remain good.
不是总是都是好的。
God wants us to be able to move from the old to the new.
神要我们从旧的走向新的。
That's exactly what Jesus said.
这就是耶稣所说的。
In Luke chapter 5, verse 38.
在路加福音第五章三十八节。
Luke 5, verse 38.
路加福音五章第三十八节。
Jesus said, new wine must be put into new wineskins.
他说新酒要倒在新皮袋里。
You can't put the new wine of the Holy Spirit into the old containers.
你不可以把新酒这个新的圣灵倒在这个旧皮袋里。
Because the old containers are stiff and hard and they'll crack.
因为旧的皮袋呢就是很硬，然后它很容易碎，它会破裂的。
That's what happens to an old wineskin.
旧的皮袋就像。
It gets tough and hard.
它越来越硬，不容易改变。
It gets brittle and it won't stretch.
假如你要让它撑大的话，它就会碎掉了。
So if you put new wine, wine that is still being fermented into an old wineskin, it'll burst it.
假如你把新酒，就是它还会继续的产生二氧化碳的那个酒倒进去的话呢，它这个皮袋会破掉。
Jesus said, if you want the new wine, you got to start over with a new wineskin.
神说，假如你要新酒的话，你就拿新皮袋来装吧。
New wineskins are soft and they're pliable.
新皮带比较软，它可以被撑大。
And they stretch.
它可以被延伸。
And they're soft.
它们很软。
If you get hit with an old wineskin, it's like being hit with a stick.
假如你用这个老的酒袋去打人的话，好像被棍子打到。
But if someone hits you with a new wineskin, it's like being hit with a pillow.
假如你被新皮带打到，好像被枕头打到。
But Jesus isn't talking about wine and leather.
这里耶稣讲的不是酒与皮带。
He's talking about our hearts.
讲到我们的心。
He's saying, you don't want a heart that is stiff and tough and hard.
你不想要 一个刚硬坚固的心。
You must have a heart that is soft and stretchable.
你要一个柔软可以被延展的心。
A heart that can change with new things.
这个心可以改变进入新的事。
So that you can move into the new things that God has for you.
以至于你可以进入神为你预备的新事。
And then Jesus said, look in verse 39.
第39节。
He said, but no one after drinking the old wine wishes for the new because he says the old is good enough.
没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。
That's human nature.
这是人的本性。
We tend to want to stick with the old.
我们就喜欢跟熟悉的旧的在一起。
We feel comfortable with the familiar.
我们觉得熟悉的对我们比较安全。
It's hard for us to move and to change.
要我们改变是很困难的。
It takes some effort.
要努力。
And in the days of Jesus, most of the people of Israel didn't want the new wine.
在耶稣那个时代，大部分的人不喜欢新酒。
Even though we know that that was the new wine of the Spirit and life.
我们知道这个新酒是圣灵的酒，是生命的酒。
But there's a lesson here.
这里学到一个教训。
It has to do with our hearts.
跟我们的心有关。
We must not harden our hearts.
我们的心不可以刚硬起来。
If we harden our hearts and insist and persist in that,
假如我们心里刚硬，坚持不改，持续不改。
A heart that hardens itself,
那我们的心就越来越硬。
Can become a heart that cannot be softened.
一个本来是不愿意接受新事的心，到最后是没有办法被改变。
There's a picture of this in Pharaoh, the leader of Egypt.
法老，埃及的领袖就是这样。
At the time of the Exodus, it says that Pharaoh hardened his heart and he would not let the people of Israel go.
在刚开始以色列百姓要出埃及的时候，记载的法老的心，他自己让他的心刚硬，不让以色列百姓出去。
God sent plague after plague to convince him to change his mind.
所以神就差遣各样的灾难，让他改变他的心。
10 plagues God sent.
神给他十个灾难。
10 signs asking him to change.
这是十个征兆要他改变。
And 5 times it says, but Pharaoh hardened his heart.
在里面五次法老都选择不要改变。
But something changes in the book of Exodus after the fifth time.
可是第五次之后呢，在出埃及记里的记载改变了。
The scripture starts to say God hardened his heart.
圣经的经文开始说是神使他的心刚硬。
And it's a picture of a heart that is unwilling to change.
意思是说这个心本来是不愿意改变。
Becoming a heart that is unable to change.
后来变成一个不能改变的心。
We need to be people able to accept a new paradigm.
我们要做一个能够接受新事的百姓。
And business people of all people should understand this.
所有的百姓包括生意人都要了解这件事。
Because when you work in industry, you're constantly facing changes.
当我们在工业里面生意场上工作，常常都有新事发生。
Let me give you an example or two from industry.
我给你两个例子是在工业里面的。
Here's an example that I'm fond of giving. It's about watches.
我很喜欢讲这个例子，就关于手表。
You know that the Swiss were experts at making clocks.
瑞士人造钟是造的最好的。
For generations, they were the clockmakers for the world.
这几代以来呢，你讲到造一个钟的话，人就想到瑞士。
The Swiss actually invented ways of keeping time.
是他们发明了很多方法来保存时间。
They invented the minute hand for a clock.
是他们首先发现分针的，发明分针。
They made the finest watches in the world.
他们制造世界上最好的手表。
They used to call them chronometers. Maybe they still do.
他们不叫手表，他们叫计时器。
People would pay huge sums of money for a Rolex.
我们会花很多钱去买一个劳力士表。
Of course, they didn't go to the night market here.
当然是不是到我们的夜市去买。
But they would pay huge sums for these crafted keepers of time.
他们会花很多钱呢，就是要买一个很好的能够计时的东西。
The Swiss excelled at making these tiny engines.
所以瑞士人很会造这种小小的引擎。
Little tiny gears and springs and screws you could hardly see.
你根本看不见的那个小弹簧、小齿轮，它都会造得很好。
With such precision,
它造得非常精准。
That these watches could keep time, and they would have contests to see which chronometer was actually the most accurate.
他们这个表能够保持的时间这么好，彼此之间比赛，看哪一个计时器能够走得最准。
And the Swiss made watches were always at the top of the list.
讲到钟表一定想到瑞士第一名。
Maybe some of you remember the days when the Swiss dominated the watchmaking market.
也许我们当中有些人还记得过去那些日子，瑞士人造钟表是第一名的。
They had something like 90% of the watches that were made and sold and worn in the world.
在世界上90%的钟表都是瑞士人造的。
And they made a lot of money from it.
而且他们赚了好多钱。
And they were continually investing in new ways to keep time.
而且他们继续花了很多的心思怎么样来造钟表。
They boasted about Swiss research and development and how they had innovative ways to keep time.
他们不断地在这方面夸口，他们有新的方式能够造更好的钟表。
And in the 1960s, Swiss researchers found a new way to keep time.
1960年代，这个研究钟表的瑞士人呢，发现了一个新的方法。
They were experimenting with different things.
他们用不同的物质来尝试。
And they actually found something that came to them from the world of radios.
他们是从这个收音机的这种的这个领域里面发现了一些物质。
Back in the 60s, remember you could buy a kit to build what they call a crystal radio.
在60年代呢，你可以会买一组东西回来，自己把它组装成所谓的石英收音机。
Because it was well known if you pass a current, a small current through a certain type of crystal, it will vibrate at a fixed frequency.
因为假如你要调到某一个频道，你就要到不同的这个石英上面去，然后它的振动频率不同，你就可以收听到那个频道。
And the Swiss were the first people to realize, well, if it works for a radio, maybe we could make a clock out of that.
所以瑞士人就想，假如在收音机上都可以用的话，我们可以拿来做钟表。
So they experimented around and they found out, yes, in fact, it would keep time.
后来他们实验就发现这个真的很好用。
So they made a quartz crystal clock.
所以他们就做了一个石英钟。
And they found out not only did it keep time, it kept good time.
不仅他们走得很准，而且走得非常好。
And they thought, well, that's really very interesting.
说这个很有意思哦。
But no one in Geneva or Lausanne could believe that this was the watch of the future.
可是当时在日内瓦，没有一个人相信这就是钟表行业未来的走向。
Why not?
为什么不可以？
Because there was no craftsmanship in it.
因为假如我们用一个石英来做表，你就不用做那个小小的很精密的机械。
Keeping time was about gears and springs and tiny screws.
在他们的思想里面，你要假如做一个好的计时器，就要有好的发条、弹簧、齿轮等等。
Keeping time was about craftsmanship that went from generation after generation.
假如要造个好钟表，就要很好的技巧，一代传下一代。
It took years and years to train a fine watchmaker.
要花好多年才能够训练一个真正会造钟表的人。
And the Swiss were the champions of that. They dominated that market.
而且瑞士人呢，是全世界的冠军。
This quartz thing, there was no craftsmanship, it was just electronics.
这个石英钟的里面根本就不需要什么技巧，只是电子的东西嘛。
But there they had this invention, so what did they do with it?
可是他们已经发明了，怎么办呢？
Well, they took it to a timekeeping exhibition in Italy.
所以他们就把这个新发明的东西带到意大利，那里有一个有关于各式钟表的展览会。
They had an industry convention, you know, and they had different booths, and all the different makers had their booths.
就是好像这种商业的展览会，每一个厂商都有一个摊位。
And the Swiss researchers took their quartz movement and they put it on display as a novelty.
这些的瑞士人呢，发明这个新的石英钟，就把它放在那里，代表一个新发明。
They wanted to show the world not only were they dominating the world of watches, but they were also experimenting.
他们要告诉全世界说，不仅他们钟表造得最好，并且他们正在实验发明造新的。
They wanted to show off their innovation.
他们就要把这个新的发明来展示炫耀一下。
I think that was in 1967.
我想那是1967年。
Well, at that convention were some Japanese engineers.
那么在这个聚会里面有一些的日本人。
And they were walking through the convention.
他们就走在这个聚会当中。
Probably this is what they were thinking.
他们也许这样想。
How can we ever catch up with the Swiss?
我们永远都赶不上那些瑞士人。
They've worked on making fine watches for generations.
他们已经制造好钟表好多代了。
It would take us 40 years to train all the people that they've got to compete with them successfully.
假如要成功的跟他们竞争，我们要花40年去训练所有的人来有他们的技巧。
How can we ever catch up with the Swiss?
我们永远都赶不上他们。
So they were wandering through this convention.
他们就在那里走来走去，想该怎么办。
They come to this exhibition with a quartz movement.
就看到这里有一个石英钟。
And they took one look at it.
他们看一看。
And then they looked at it again.
又再看一看。
Then they called over some of their friends and they looked at it again.
然后叫他们的朋友都来看。
Then they looked at each other.
然后彼此看一看。
And they said, we can do this.
我们说，他们说，这个我们会。
And the rest is history.
那么其他的你就知道都是历史了。
They took that idea back to Japan.
把这个思想带回去日本。
It came over here to Taiwan.
来到台湾。
And companies like Casio and Seiko and all those other companies began to make these watches.
这个 Casio 跟 Seiko 我们就看到他做很多电子表了
And they refined the idea and they made it use less and less electricity
他们就把这个原来的想法呢变得更好电用的越来越少
They made the movement smaller and smaller and smaller
然后把一个大钟表呢可以把它缩得越来越小
And in 10 years the Swiss market share of watches went from 90% to 10%
从十年之中呢这个全世界 90% 的钟表是瑞士造的变成只有 10%
Everything that they had worked for centuries was gone in 10 years.
在十年之内就丢掉他们过去几世纪以来所得的产业。
Then they tried to fight back with Swatch.
那他们就试着要用他们的瑞士表来跟这个新的市场竞争。
By copying the Japanese.
他们就模仿日本人造的这个表。
And so now most of us wear probably Asian-made quartz crystal watches on our wrist.
我们现在大部分人戴的表大概都是亚洲人造的这种石英表。
That shows the kind of paradigm shift that happens.
这讲的就是一个典范，一个观念的转移。
And it shows the consequences of not being able to move when God gives something new.
当神给我们的新一件新事，我们却不能够改变的时候，就有这种结果。
It's a parable of the spirit.
这是在灵里的一个比喻。
When God does something new, He wants His people to be able to move with it.
当神做新事的时候，他期望他的百姓跟随他。
We need to be able to be people of a new wineskin.
我们要做一个是一个新皮带的百姓。
Well, here's the question for God's people.
这里来问神的百姓一个问题。
How much change does God require?
神要我们改变多少？
You may be saying, well, I'm ready to do something new.
你说是啊是啊，我预备被改变。
Or, well, how much change will God require of us?
那么神要我们改变多少呢？
Take a look with me in some very familiar scriptures in John chapter 3.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3, and let's begin looking in verse 1.
第一节。
Here's the question.
这里问你个问题。
What does God require of His people?
神到底要求他的百姓到什么地步?
What does it mean to be a new wineskin?
什么叫做做新皮带?
John chapter 3, verse 1.
约翰福音三章一节。
You may know this story.
也许你知道了。
Let's see if God will show us something new from it.
我们从这个旧故事有没有新的启示？
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣说拉比我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在无人能行
I can't resist taking a little aside here
现在呢我要分岔一下
Nicodemus was not some confused old man
尼哥底母可不是一个糊涂的老人
He was not intimidated and scared and sneaking over to Jesus at night
他不是因为害怕所以晚上偷偷找耶稣
This man was an expert and successful politician.
他是一个非常成功的政治家。
He was at the top of Israeli society.
他是在以色列社会的顶端的人。
Look at the first thing he says to Jesus.
他对耶稣说什么?
He comes in and he says, Rabbi.
他说拉比。
In other words, he's saying, I've come to make relationship with you.
他说我是来跟你建立关系的。
We know.That you have come from God.
我们知道你是由神那里来的。
Now, when a politician says to you, "We know something," what's he talking about?
当一个政治家跟你说我们知道，他是什么意思？
He's saying me and my group.
他说我跟我后面那个团队。
I'm not here on my own.
我不是一个人来吧？
We know.
我们都知道。
My Pharisee buddies.
我的那些法利赛朋友都知道。
They were an important faction on the Sanhedrin.
他们是在这个公会里面重要的成员。
The Sadducees under Caiaphas controlled the Sanhedrin.
这个撒都该人该亚法他控制这个公会。
The Sadducees were out to get Jesus. They were already deciding to kill him.
撒都该人已经决定了他们要来杀耶稣。
Nicodemus came that night to make a deal.
就是在那天晚上尼哥底母来跟耶稣谈条件。
But Jesus is way beyond him, and you'll see this.
可是耶稣的他的思想 跟尼哥底母的思想完全是差太远。
Look in verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Okay. All right, so here's this master politician, this high-ranking official.
这里站的是一个非常高阶级的政治家。
He comes to Jesus and he says, you know, I'm here to deal with you now.
我现在来跟你谈条件。
Tone down the anti-Pharisee rhetoric.
你现在不要这么反法利赛。
Stop calling us vipers.
不要叫我们是毒蛇哈。
And we'll protect you.
这样我们就保护你。
You know, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection.
因为那些撒都盖人他们是不相信复活的。
But the Pharisees did.
可是我们法利赛人相信。
The Pharisees believed in the supernatural.
我们相信有超自然的事。
They were much closer to Jesus theologically than the Sadducees.
法利赛人的神学比撒都盖人更接近耶稣的神学。
They felt they had more in common with Jesus.
他们觉得他们跟耶稣更相像。
With Jesus on their side, they probably could have pushed the Sadducees off the Sanhedrin.
假如耶稣站在他们这一边的话，他们就把其他撒都盖人都从公会里面赶出去了。
He expects Jesus to understand this.
所以他希望耶稣能了解他来的目的。
But Jesus says to him, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
可是耶稣说，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
That's not what Nicodemus expected to hear.
这完全不是尼哥底母所期待想听到的。
Look at his answer, verse 4.
看他第四节的答案。
Nicodemus said to him,How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb? Can he?
底母说人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再继母复生出来呢？
I mean, he's confused. He's shocked.
他对于耶稣讲的话很惊讶，很困惑。
So Jesus goes on and explains. Look in verse 5.
耶稣就解释了。
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Don't be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again.
我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你们听见风的声响，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Now Nicodemus is really confused.
现在尼哥底母真是混淆透了。
And maybe by this time a little bit irritated.
他也许有点生气了。
Think about it. He's saying, well, doesn't Jesus know who I am?
他这里面想说，你不知道我是谁吗，耶稣？
Doesn't he realize that why I've come?
你不明白我为什么来吗？
What's he talking about?
你在跟我说什么？
Born again?
重生？
Spirit, the wind?
风啊灵啊
Look what he says in verse 9.
第九节尼哥底母
Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be?
尼哥底母说怎么会这样呢
You know what a good modern translation of that would be?
我们怎么样来翻译这句
What are you talking about?
你到底在说什么你
Right? What are you talking about?
你在讲什么
Don't you understand who I am?
你不明白我是谁吗
Can't you guess why I've come here tonight?
你难道不能猜猜看我为什么来这里吗
Don't you realize who I represent?
你不知道我代表谁啊
Why are you talking to me about these things?
你为什么跟我讲这些有的没有的
That's what Nicodemus is saying.
这是尼哥底母的意思
And look what Jesus says to him.
那么耶稣说什么呢第十节
Are you...A teacher of Israel, and you don't understand these things?
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？”
And so Nicodemus goes back out into the night, probably just kind of, what was going on there?
所以尼哥底母也许回去想一想，说到底发生什么事啊？
But after a while, he realized what Jesus was saying.
他后来就明白耶稣在说什么。
What was Jesus saying to him?
耶稣到底在跟他说什么呢？
Nicodemus, no deals.
尼哥底母没有条件可谈。
Nicodemus, everything is going to change.
每一件事都要被改变了。
There's not going to be a temple anymore.
不再会有圣殿。
There's going to be no Levitical priests anymore.
不再会有利未人的祭司。
There's not even going to be a Sanhedrin anymore.
也不再会有公会。
Everything is going to change.
所有的事都要改变。
If you want to get in with what's happening,
假如你要进入新的浪潮，
you have to be born again.
你要重生。
Now listen.We evangelicals, Pentecostals, we think we know what born again means.
我们这些所谓福音派、五旬节派的人，我们以为知道什么叫做重生。
We have our paradigm for born again.
我们有对于重生自己的定义。
Born again is the day or the moment when you recited that sinner's prayer and you accepted Jesus as your Savior.
重生就是你做一个罪人的祷告，接受耶稣的时候就重生了。
Most of you know the date, even the time when that happened.
大部分人都知道你是哪一天，是什么时候发生的这个事。
That's a fixed point in your life.
就在那一点。
You can bank on that.
你可以依靠那一点的得救。
But Nicodemus wasn't an evangelical.
可是尼哥底母不是个福音派的人。
He didn't have that paradigm.
他没有这样的定义。
What could it have meant to him?
对他来讲是什么意思？重生。
Here's, I'll tell you what it meant to him.
我告诉你他怎么讲。
Very simple.
很简单。
Nicodemus, if you want to catch a hold of this,
尼哥底母讲你要抓住这个。
If you want to know, Jesus is saying, if you want to know what I'm all about and why I'm here.
讲你要知道我为什么来这里，我为什么要做这些事。
If you want to begin with me,
或者是开始跟我有所了解交通。
You just have to start over again.
耶稣说你就要从头开始。
Okay. Isn't that what it is?
就是这样。
Forget what got you to where you are.
你现在要忘记你过去的这一切的事。
Forget your history and your tradition and all the tricks you've learned to get to the top.
你要忘记你过去所学的一切的学问跟你的传统，让你爬到现在这个位置。
You're a success. You're at the top of your career. Wipe it.
现在你非常成功，你在你的事业的顶峰，现在把这些通丢掉。
If you can begin again, Nicodemus,
尼哥底母，假如你可以重新开始，
then you'll see the kingdom of God.
你会看到神的国。
You know, I think Nicodemus thought about that for a long time.
我想尼哥底母是好好的考虑了。
And after a while, it dropped into his heart.
后来终于掉进他的心里。
I think there was a day when Nicodemus went, I got it.
有一天尼哥底母终于说想通了。
God was speaking through that man.
神借着这个人说话。
And that's why Nicodemus shows up at the grave helping to bury Jesus.
这就是为什么尼哥底母后来在耶稣的坟墓那里出现帮助埋葬他。
Risking his reputation, putting his career on the line, it didn't matter anymore.
他做这个事情其实对他的名誉对他的事业有极大的损害，他都不管。
He had got it from God.
因为他已经从神那里得到了这个秘诀。
Now, listen, look what else Jesus said to him, and this is important for us today.
今天耶稣对他所说的话对我们很重要。
Look again at verse 8.
第八节。
The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going.So is everyone who's born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Born again is not just a date you write in your diary.
重生不是你做罪人的祷告，然后记下来的那一天。
It's not just a contract you have from God that you can file.
不是说从那时候开始你可以跟神立约了，就是这么一个文件。
Born again is the entry into a life that is characterized by unpredictable change.
重生的意思是你进入了一个生命，将会有一个不可预测的改变。
When you're born again, you start to be like the wind that Jesus is talking about in verse 8.
当你重生了以后，你就开始像耶稣讲第八节的这个风一样。
We should understand born again as being born again.
所以我们要了解什么是重生。
And again,
就是一直不断的
生。And again,
一直不断重新来。
And again, and if God wants me to start again today, I'll start again today.
假如神要把我过去的一切丢下，说今天重新开始，就重新开始。
That's what Jesus meant when he taught his disciples. You have to be like a little child.
所以耶稣跟他的门徒说，你要像个小孩子。
He told his disciples, unless you change and become like a little child, you're not getting in.
除非你变成像小孩子一样，不然你不能进神的国。
He said that to the 12 apostles.
对他十二个门徒这样讲的。
Unless you change and become like this little child, you're not getting into the kingdom.
除非你改变像这个小孩子一样，不然进不了神的国。
What's so special about a little child?
小孩子有什么特别？
What's the difference between a little child and an adult?
小孩子跟成人有什么不同？
Well, the passage of time.
当然了，有不同的时间成长。
But it's also an attitude.
还有一个态度的问题。
A little child is looking forward to his life.
一个小孩子他的态度呢，是对他生命有一种期待。
For a little child, everything is new.
对小孩子来讲，一切事都是新的。
A little child, it's all discovery.
小孩子的生活就是到处去发现。
A little child, every step he takes, he's learning, he's discovering, he's growing.
他所走的每一步都是在发现，在学习。
But older people,
对于年长的人呢
when you get to be my age,
像我一样老
you might actually spend your time planning for the end of your life.
也许你花时间说你的退休的日子要怎么做。
And Jesus says, you don't need to be like that.
耶稣说不要这样。
You need to be like the little child.
你要像个小孩。
That's what it means to be born again.
这就是重生。
That's what it means to be like the wind, where you're under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这就是像风一样被圣灵所引导。
You're ready for new things every day.
每一天都预备要接受新事。
You know, that's the fantastic thing about God.
这就是神最棒的地方。
He never has to repeat himself.
他从来不想要做重复的事。
He lives his life and he creates it as he goes.
当他自己不断地往前走的时候就不断地创造创新
Okay, so, you know, he gives us little clues about this. Like, for example, every snowflake is different.
他把他的这个性格呢给我们一点线索比如说你看雪花每一个都不一样
No matter how many billions and billions of snowflakes will fall on this earth, every single one of them is different.
不管你看多少的雪花成百万的雪花每一个都不一样
That's just a clue to the character of our God.
这就是神把他的个性彰显的给一个线索。
He lives this fantastic, exciting life, and it's every millisecond is new. If you could count God's time in milliseconds.
假如你可以算神的存活以一个时间来标的的话，每一个微秒都是新的。
You know, it says in John's revelation of heaven.
对于神，约翰看到天堂。
He saw these 24 elders. They're worshiping God and they're casting their crowns before the Almighty.
这二十四个长老呢，不断的在神面前在敬拜他。
They're gathered around the throne and they're caught up in worship.
他们在宝座的四周呢，不断的敬拜，把他们的王冠放下。
I believe they are caught up in an eternal worship that goes on forever.
我相信他们这种敬拜是一种永恒的，永远不停止。
I don't think that they're robots made in Japan.
我想他们一定不是日本造的机器人。
They're not programmed to worship over and over and over again.
他们里面不是有一个程式让他们重复的重复的做。
They are living creatures and what keeps them in worship.
他们是活的东西是什么东西让他们继续能够敬拜
I believe that every moment they see another facet, another part of God's life.
就是他们在每一刻都能够看到神新的那一面。
And it draws them into fascination, it draws them into worship, it draws them into honor.
以至于吸引他们到一个地步完全的敬拜神完全的尊荣主
and then the next moment there's something else new about God and they're drawn back into worship
下一会儿的时候又看到神新的一方面他们又来敬拜
throughout eternity
在永恒里不断的这样做
that's what God is like
我们的神就是这样
so that's why he says if you're born again of the spirit
假如你是从灵重生的
you are people of a new paradigm
你就是一个有新典范的人。
You don't want to get stuck in an old wineskin.
你不要被那个旧皮带给卡住。
You want to be testing your wineskin every day. Will this thing still stretch?
你要每天试试看你的皮带，你的心还能不能延展啊
？Because the day it stops stretching is the day I want a new one.
假如你有一天实在是不能够有这个弹性的时候，你就要一个新的。
Because I want to go on with God.
因为我要继续跟随主。
Because God is going on.
因为神不断的往前。
And He's subjecting this earth to incredible pressures to bring forth a new church.
他把这个地球放在一个极大的压力之下，就要有一个新的教会产生。
It's an apostolic church.
是个使徒性的教会。
It's a church that functions just as well in the marketplace as it does in the assembly hall.
这个教会的运作呢，不论在社会、在教堂的里面，都是一样好。
It's a church that understands its goal is to transform the culture around it.
这个教会知道它的目标存在在这里，就是改变它的文化。
It's a church that is committed to radical obedience to the Holy Spirit.
这个教会完全委身，完全顺服于圣灵的带领。
It's a worshiping church that always has a new song of praise to the Lord.
这是一个敬拜的教会，他们总是有新歌献给主。
Not just singing the old songs again.
不是一直重复唱旧歌
But we have a new song to the Lord.
我们要对主唱新歌
Because we have new life from the Lord.
因为我们从神来有新的生命
Not last year, but now.
不是去年，是现在
And we expect a new song next year.
我们也期待明年还有新歌
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
要向主唱新歌
Because you're a new vessel.
因为你是一个新的器皿
And the Spirit in you is bringing you new things.
你在你里面的灵带你走进新事
The new revelation that you have today
今天你有的新的启示
May not help you tomorrow
也许明天不可以帮助你
It's for today
只是帮助你今天
The manna that fell in the wilderness They ate it that day
在旷野的玛纳每一天都要去收取
And they went on expecting fresh manna the next day
第二天期待新玛纳
And that's how they got to the promised land.
这样一天一天走进应许之地。
We've got to be a people of a new paradigm.
我们要做一个新典范的人。
Especially today.
特别是今天这个日子。
Because God is moving the kingdom forward. The battle line is advancing.
因为神正在扩张他的国度，我们征战的那个线已经扩张往前了。
What was the front line yesterday is the back of the line today.
以前的前线现在是现在的后方。
I know I'm talking to men and women who are part of the front line.
我知道我在我听我讲话的对象呢，你们都是站在前线的人。
And I believe God selected this message to give to you this morning.
为什么神拣选今天这个信息给你们？
Because God knows who you are.
因为神认识你们。
You say I'm calling you forward.
说我要呼召你到前面来。
It's a new wave for the full gospel businessmen.
这是全福会开始进入新的浪潮的时候。
If you will accept it,
假如你能够接受。
If you will catch this wave,
假如你能够抓住这个浪潮。
It will take you, it'll take your family, it'll take your ministry way beyond what you expect.
它会带着你的工作、你的家庭、你的服事，大大的往前，超过你所求所想。
You'll see your society change. You'll see your culture impacted with the gospel.
你会看到你的社会被改变，你会看到你的文化被福音改变。
God has spoken. Many of you have heard.
神对我们说话了，我们很多人都听到。
Now it's time to go out and do.
现在听了就要出去做。
To hear and to obey.
听到就要顺服。
You know, I was talking to Pastor Bill earlier.
早先我跟 Bill 牧师在讲话。
We were talking about the value of vision.
我们讲到意象的价值。
One of the things we said is that vision needs to be made flesh.
我们讲到说意象必须要道成肉身。
If God had only had a vision of Jesus, that would have helped us.
假如神有一个关于耶稣的意象，对我们是有帮助。
But what set us free was when Jesus became flesh, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
可是当道真的成了肉身，住在我们当中的时候，这个意象就成就了。
Vision has been expressed. Words, living words have been shared.
这些活生生的话语已经在我们当中被分享，意象被传递。
Now that vision and those words need to be made flesh. They need to be incarnate.
现在这些的意象呢，必须要实现出来，要道成肉身。
And they are to be incarnate in you and me.
要在你我的身上实现出来。
The question now is, what are you going to take away from this conference?
现在问你一个问题，说你离开这个聚会以后，你带了什么回家？
Apart from CDs, DVDs, and books.
除了这些的书，还有 CD, DVD 等。
That's not enough.
这不够的。
You want it to be in flesh and blood now.
现在你要成为一个肉身的人。
You want it to be in what you're going to do differently now.
现在你要愿意做以前不一样的事。
Some of you really needed to hear this today to break the barrier of the old.
有些人真的应该要听这个信息，以至于可以打破你过去的在你身上的藩篱。
And to step into what is new.
踏进新势力。
Now I'd like to pray for all of us.
我要为我们大家祷告。
And then I think it would be a good idea if we took a few minutes.
我想会是一个好主意，假如我们花一点时间。
Broke into small groups.
分成小组。
This time not groups of two.
现在不是两个人一组。
I think it would be better groups of three and four.
最好是三四个人。
And if you would pray one for another.
彼此祷告
that God would do that new thing amongst you,
神要在你们当中做新事
and that God would put flesh on this vision that Pastor Bill and myself we've shared this time with you.
在这两天的聚会里面，我们分享的这一些的意象
and that you'll go out and do what the Holy Spirit has been saying to you.
神要让他道成肉身，实践在你的身上，出去实践出来。
If you bow your heads with me for one minute,
我们现在一起低头来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you. You're the living word.
主啊，我们为你活生生的话语献上感谢。
Your words are spirit and their life.
你的话是灵，是生命。
And they go deep into our heart.
深深进入我们的心。
Your words are the seed of new life.
你的话语就是新生命的种子。
They need to find good soil in us.
他们需要找到一个好的土壤在我们心里。
Not soil that is filled with stones.
不是充满了石头的地。
Not soil that is hard and resistant.
或者是一个刚硬的地
but deep, soft, and fertile soil.
而是一个被滋润的充满的柔软的土
Lord, we want to treasure, we want to hide the words that we've heard during this conference in our hearts.
主我们要把我们在这个聚会里面所听到的所有的话语隐藏在我们心里
We ask that these words would be nurtured in us and watered and fed.
因为这些话语在我们心中被滋养滋润
that they will put down deep roots in our character, in our nature,
以至于他们会生出根来，深深进入我们的本质，我们的个性
and grow up amongst us and in our families and bear much fruit.
在我们的当中，在我们的家庭里面结出许多果子来。
We want to commit to you today.
我们今天要向你委身。
What we have heard from the Spirit, we will do.
我们从灵里所听到的，我们就要去做。
God helping us, each one.
神啊，帮助我们每一个人。
We will put flesh on these words.
我们要把这些的话语变成肉身。
Lord, move your church, move your people in the marketplace to a new place.
主啊，推动你的教会，推动你在世界上的百姓，让他们进入一个新的境界。
We're your servants, we're your warriors. We hear from you.
我们是你的战士，我们是你的仆人，我们听到你的话了。
Now we will go out and advance the kingdom.
现在我们要出去扩张你的国度。
I speak a word of blessing over all of my brothers and sisters.
我现在祝福在我们这里的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for bringing us together for this special time.
谢谢你让我们在一起聚集。
Thank you for the servants who labored so hard to bring this conference and put it together.
谢谢你差遣这么多的仆人让这个聚会成为可能。
For Tony and Coran and Peter and the others who served along them.
就是在这个聚会里面服侍的所有的同工。
Thank you for Bill and Jessica.
谢谢 Bill 跟 Jessica.
Thank you for the others who stood in support of this.
还有其他在幕后支持的人。
We ask your blessing would be multiplied back upon them.
愿你的祝福大大的增加在他们的身上。
We want to commit this time to you.
我们把这个时间交给你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。